Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hi, everyone. It's Matt Barrows with a quickie 49ers Plus Minus update on Wednesday. Wednesdays are busy days for most teams in the NFL. It's the first practice of the week for most of the teams, and the first time we get to see a practice report, which gives us an indication of who will and will not be playing on Sunday. The big name on the 49ers list this week is Brock Purdy. He was a bit of a surprise. He was limited in today's practice. We saw him out there making passes, dropping back, doing a little bit of work for the first time in a couple of weeks. I will let the internet sleuths out there pour over the film, the clips of Brock Purdy throwing today, and make their judgments. I would say, though, that I'm still of the opinion that Mac Jones plays against the Cardinals on Sunday. I think at the very minimum, this shows that Brock Purdy is making progress. He didn't practice at all last week, that the toe is feeling better. I don't know if the shoulder is really part of the equation anymore, although they're still listing him with a toe/shoulder issue. I think that that's positive, but just looking at him and seeing where he was in the quarterback pecking order on Wednesday, he did seem a little bit tentative, a little bit ginger, and maybe that's natural when you're coming back from that injury and it's your first practice back. Obviously, it's going to hinge on how he feels on Thursday and Friday, how much he practices on Thursday and Friday. But my thought on Wednesday, 4 days out before the game, is that the 49ers don't really need to push it. Mac Jones has shown that he can be a winning quarterback, that they can win with Mac Jones. Why, you know, risk Purdy exacerbating that toe injury when you don't have to? If he's not 100% comfortable, I don't think that he's going to play. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't suit up. I think it's a possibility, given the 49ers' lack of depth at quarterback, that he could be in uniform. He could be there in an emergency basis. They could elevate Adrian Martinez from the practice squad like they did last week in case, you know, Mac Jones had to come out of the game early and one quarterback had to play the bulk of the game. But, you know, maybe it's a tight game in the fourth quarter and Mac Jones has to come out, and maybe that's a scenario in which Brock Purdy would come in. Anyway, the 49ers have some options. Tim Kawakami and I will certainly weigh in on this later in the week when we have a little bit more evidence. But for now, I would say, yeah, it's probably going to still be Mac Jones. Who else did not practice? Kyle Juszczyk, dealing with a concussion. He didn't practice. The same day, the 49ers elevated Braden Willis from the practice squad to the active roster. Willis and Jake Tonjes both can line up as a fullback. They did that quite a bit in the summer when Juszczyk was out with the ones and the twos and the threes were practicing. So just gives the 49ers a little bit more preparation for a game in which they might not have Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle. That's been a rare scenario for the 49ers. Usually one or both of those guys has been in the lineup. So it will be a challenge. It's something that the 49ers handled well. Jake Tonjes has been Johnny on the spot, just like Ross Dwelly was during I think it was the 2019 season when Juszczyk had to miss a few games. But this is the first time that they've been missing both of those guys for an extended stretch, if Juszczyk doesn't play on Sunday. Saron Neal, also in the concussion protocol. He's one of the team's gunners. He and Darrell Luter have been lining up there. If Neal can't play, I would think that Chase Lucas might be the gunner with Luter in the game against the Cardinals. Saron Neal also is basically a backup at three positions: nickel, cornerback, safety, and outside cornerback. So the 49ers would have to worry about their depth at that spot if he doesn't play. Juwan Jennings didn't play last week, or didn't practice. Last week he didn't practice with a shoulder injury. This week we added ankle to the shoulder injury. So he didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. He did practice on Friday, which is the 49ers' lightest practice of the week. He ended up playing well, playing fine. I think he got some criticism for a couple of fourth quarter catches on third down that really would have put the game away. Notable, I think, that Pro Football Focus didn't rule those as drops. Pro Football Focus, whether you like them or not, is an objective observer in that. So I tend to side with them. They were high degree of difficulty catches. The issue, if you want to call it that, is that we've seen...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Juwan Jennings make those catches a lot, and certainly last season with that game in Los Angeles standing out, made a lot of circus, high degree of difficulty catches. Got to kind of chalk that up to the fact that he's dealing with not one but two injuries by that point in the game, and didn't practice a lot in the summer, didn't practice a lot in the run-up to that game. So he might not be peak Juwan Jennings at the moment. Who else did not practice? Nick Bosa, Christian McCaffrey, and Trent Williams were all under the designation of resting veteran player. I think that's certainly the case with Bosa and McCaffrey. They're just getting their weekly rest. Williams is a little bit different because I think that that knee injury that he's also listed with on the practice report is bothersome. In fact, he told my colleague, Vic Tafer, with The Athletic that he almost didn't play on Sunday in New Orleans. I think that he probably will Sunday at Levi's Stadium, different playing surface, much different playing surface. The 49ers surface, the Levi's Stadium grass, is considered one of the best, if not the best, playing surfaces in the league by players. And certainly the 49ers really love to play on those surfaces. So condition is kind of underscored even more this week because Spencer Burford, his backup, is dealing with a knee injury too. And it sounds like the 49ers might consider Burford having surgery to repair that. Now, Kyle Shanahan said that's not happening yet. They're going to give him the week to see whether it heals on his own. But if it doesn't, they have to take another course of action. And also on Wednesday, they added Brandon Parker, an ex-Raiders tackle, to the practice squad. Parker spent the 2024 offseason in training camp with the 49ers, did not make the team, which kind of shows where he stands in their opinion. But he is familiar with the offense, and should Burford not be able to play against the Cardinals, I think the 49ers would probably bring Parker up, elevate him for that game. Jordan James, he's still on the injury report with a finger, that broken pinky, but he was full go for the first time in a long time. So I think he's still probably going to be a healthy scratch for Sunday's game, but the key word there is healthy. He's no longer limited in practice. Jordan Watkins isn't on the practice report at all anymore. So he's 100% back from that high ankle sprain that he sustained in the first preseason game. He's interesting. A lot of times when rookies miss time, and Watkins has missed basically a month now of game playing, he's been back at practice on a limited basis. But oftentimes when that happens, the rookie can't get that back, coaches lose confidence in them and they sort of fall by the wayside and don't play a lot. There are exceptions to that. And Kyle Shanahan on Wednesday pointed out Ricky Pearsall, who we all know missed the beginning of the season after being shot on August 31, came back. And then got more and more playing time as the season went on and got better and better. Watkins isn't missing as much time, perhaps, as Pearsall did. He's practiced more than Pearsall has or did last season. And I think that the coaching staff has faith in Jordan Watkins. He was a quick learner in the spring, got a lot of reps in the summer. My expectation is that at some point he's back sort of in the mix, and they could use his speed. That was a kind of slow wide receiving core that the 49ers had out there on Sunday. It helps when Marquez Valdez-Scantling is back there, but he's only had one target in two games so far. There's more familiarity with Jordan Watkins. I think once Jordan Watkins is back in the fold, I don't think that bodes well for Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They sort of do some of the same things. I think Watkins is actually a little bit more versatile than MVS is. What else? Oh, Mac Jones. He was on last week's practice report with that knee injury that he sustained in the summer. He's not on the report this week. So if he does start on Sunday, he's full go. And then finally, a guy who keeps slipping into our sideline videos is Brandon Ayuk. I think you can see the video playing right now. Looks pretty fast out there. He's not making cuts or anything like that, but he was sort of varying his speed. He was doing stop and go. Here we are in week two. He's got to sit out two more games at least. But, you know, if I was a betting person, I would circle that. I believe it's the week seven game, home game against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday night. It's in prime time. It's on grass. It would give him a good ramp up period to begin practicing, that practice window that these pup guys have. And that might be a good spot to bring him back. They also play the Rams at home in week 10. That could be a spot. But boy, it does seem like Brandon Ayuk is champing at the bit to be back out there, and he likes to perform for the cameras, as we all learned last season. But this is a different type of performance. He's looking more and more impressive, more and more aggressive with his running. Kind of suggests that he's going to be back in the first half of the season. Kyle Shanahan did not want to get into that today. He had a very curt answer when someone asked about Brandon Ayuk, and that answer was, yeah, he's progressing. He did not go more in depth than that. So that's it from Wednesday. Busy Wednesday. Wednesdays are always busy. Tim and I will hit you later in the week. We'll have more info about Brock Purdy and the rest of the guys on the practice report. Until then, I am Matt Barrows. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.